Welcome back to the Worthy Podcast, my angels. The show designed to help you create a life that you are actually obsessed with whilst experiencing your own version of abundance and success because you are inherently worthy of it all. I'm Shani Thompson, your host, and today we are having a little yap about the full moon in Leo that is just around the corner. By the time this episode drops, it will be happening the day after this episode goes live. So the 1st of February, if you are in the Northern Hemisphere, and the 2nd of February, if you are in the Southern Hemisphere. Hello, all my New Zealand and Aussie babes, some of Asia as well. That is you. So let's talk about it. But before we kick off, can I share something really interesting with you? So I don't know if you guys know this, but I love to read data, and the metrics on the Worthy Podcast show that 83% of you listening don't actually follow the show yet. So if you love this episode topic, I'd love to invite you to hit subscribe or follow on whichever platform you're listening on, because you have no idea how much that little number, as it grows, how much it helps to support the channel. And the higher that number is, it means I get more opportunities to have incredible guests with incredible conversations here for you in your ears. Plus, it means you'll never miss an episode when it drops. So do me a favor and click follow or subscribe. But enough about me, a little bit more about you. Let's get straight into today's episode. So the full moon in Leo she's a little bit special, okay? And I would say probably the reason why is because full moon in Leo is so unique, and for a few different reasons. Number one, Jupiter is actually moving into Leo later this year. If you know all the things about Jupiter, Jupiter is the planet of expansion and abundance. It is the largest planet in the solar system. It also happens to be my chart ruler. If you are Sagittarius rising, it is yours as well. So it's almost like something is being born within your heart right now. And when Jupiter enters Leo later this year, whatever it is that's being birthed right now in your heart, that whatever seed is being planted, it is going to expand and come to fruition later in the year. So this is kind of like the beginning of its story. And number two, so anybody with Leo or Aquarius placements in your chart, this is especially important to you. Pay close attention. And also, if you are a Leo sun, a Leo rising, or a Leo moon, this is extra potent for you as well. This is illuminating something that is going to be main character energy. I'm talking like BDE later in 2026. So February 1st, 2nd, 2026, kicking off the month of February with spicy Leo at 13 degrees. Let's talk a little bit more about the themes and what this means for you, particularly if, Leo is one of your big three, or like I mentioned, you have some big placements in Leo or Aquarius in your chart. Now, the full moon, let's talk about the full moon first and foremost. What does the full moon represent? Well, if you think about it, it's when the moon is at its peak. So it's high energy, and I don't know if you experienced this, but every time there is a full moon, there is wild energy. You can talk to nurses, you can talk to people who work in like hospitality, or they work in nightclubs, or they work in anyone who works in a service-based business, essentially, they can vouch when I say that it's just like crazy energy, right? It's crazy energy at this time of year. Sorry, not this time of year, in this time of a cycle. I've had friends tell me like, oh my God, Shani, what is the deal with the full moon? My kids go nuts. I had another friend tell me that her kids got worms and they come out. I'm not going to talk about where from, but they come out at the full moon. Touch wood, I do not have to deal with that with Rui or myself or Matt. Sounds horrendous, but the full moon is high energy and at its peak in brightness. Like if you were to walk outside and have all of the lights off, you do not need street lights. The moon is lighting up everything for you. And so what this means is the full moon is illuminating the path forward for you. It's illuminating what's ahead. And it's a really, really great time to course direct. So if you set a new moon intention with me just a couple of weeks ago with the new moon in Capricorn, let me see, what episode was that? Number 27. If you set your Capricorn new moon with me, you get to now either, this is kind of like the fork in the road for you and what intention you set. You either get to course direct, course redirect, I should say, or forge ahead with the intention that you set. So for all of you babes who did set an intention, that is the fork in the road for you. Otherwise, the full moon really is about releasing, surrendering, letting go. So my question to you is, what is being illuminated for you right now? What is the right path? What is the right direction for you to move forward in? Where do you need to redirect? Or what do you need to release? What do you need to surrender? What do you need to let go of? That is what this full moon is all about. Now, things are always moving in the background towards what intention was planted at the new moon. So for those of you who did set an intention with me a couple of weeks ago, have a little feel in, tap into the universe, tap into the energy around you. What serendipitous little things, what events, what opportunities, what little, you know, little things have you noticed that kind of like the cogs have started turning? It may not be that your intention is coming to fruition right now, today, but what can you notice that the universe is co-creating with you and is putting all those little things in place for you so that this intention that you want to manifest or you want to cultivate in your life actually happens for you? So take note. That is my little piece of advice. Now, let's talk about Leo, because Leo energy is one of my favorites. My sister is a Leo sun. I have a niece who is a Leo sun. Tell me you have a Leo sun in your life or a Leo rising. They are the life of the party. They are the energy. They are in the spotlight. They are the extroverted, fun, vivacious life of the party. That is the best way I can describe all the Leos in my life. They're expressive, they're bold, they're creative, they're the center of attention. They are ruled by the sun. After all, that is their chart ruler. So it makes total sense. The whole solar system revolves around the sun, and that is what it's like to have a Leo in your life. They shine so bright, they're warm, they're loyal, they can be dramatic sometimes, they're definitely great entertainers, they're radiant. So this is Leo energy. It's fun, it's self-expressed, it's brave, it's playful, it's creative, it's loving. All of those beautiful archetypes. So if we think about Leo energy, what part of your life is this full moon illuminating where you need to bring more fun, where you need to bring a little bit more playfulness, where you need to kind of shine the spotlight on a little bit more? What have you been ignoring? What's been a bit boring? What's been a bit like, I don't know, a bit meh for you? Or where have you been shying away from being the center of attention? Where have you not been bold or expressive? Where have you dulled your creativity? These are some questions for you to think about. Well, which area of life do I feel like I'm being called out on right now? That is what this full moon is trying to help you see by illuminating the path forward for you. So if we're talking about Leo sun or Leo moons or Leo risings, these are going to be probably extra potent for you because this is going to really hit home for you. It's a part of your big three. And when we think about the Leo traits, the true self traits, they are heart-centered, they are open-hearted, they are entertaining and funny and magnetic. Where have you been dulling that shine of yours? What needs to have a little bit of a zhuzh up? What life area? And the not-self themes of the Leo is, where have you been overly dramatic? Where have you been a little bit self-centered? Where have you been attention-seeking or self-absorbed? maybe a little bit stubborn, a bit bossy, a bit childish, maybe a little bit over-competitive? Those are some questions for all of us to ask ourselves. So let's have a little bit of a reflection moment before we move on. If you can feel into the life area that this full moon is illuminating for you right now, awesome. I want you to just note it down for a moment, what's coming up for you. So just pause and have a think. What life area is calling for attention right now when you hear me talk about the true self and the not self traits of the Leo? Where is that coming up for you right now? You know, you can have more than one life area maybe. That's okay. There's no right answer, just what feels right for you right now. Now, another thing I want to ask you is obviously the Leo archetype. She's the performer, the entertainer, she's the creator. What are you creating right now? What are you building? What are you inviting in? Another question for you is, what is emerging for you right now? What's coming up for you in life where you're like, this is new and this is getting my attention and this is fun and I'm feeling a little bit vivacious around this? That is another question for you to ask yourself, and just lean into that before we continue on. Just note it down and it'll make sense for you as we get to the end of this episode. Now, if you're kind of like, I don't know, none of those things are really calling to me right now. We can take it a little step further, and actually we all can do this together. But let's personalize this full moon and let's have a little look-see at where Leo lies in your natal chart. So I want you to get your natal chart out and have a little look. What house does Leo rule? So for me, Leo rules my ninth house. And the ninth house for me, this makes total sense to me, because the ninth house is philosophy, education, higher learning, and spiritual mission. So for those of you who are Sagittarius rising, your Leo also rules your ninth house for you. So the theme that's coming up for me is all around teaching and guiding and my own spiritual pursuits and what I'm learning and how I'm being a student of life and what am I studying. And it's all about higher learning and education, right? It's about thinking. And when I think about what the full moon is illuminating for me in this house right now is and I honestly did this so unconsciously, and it kind of like landed for me when I started preparing for this episode. I was like, oh my God, it makes so much sense. But a couple of days ago, I had a really big announcement on social media. I am kind of changing the direction, I guess you could say, of my business this year. I had a really big download while I was here in Bali. I'm in Bali right now. And I had a beautiful facial at one of my favorite places on earth to get a facial. Is it Fields of Yarrow? Yes, it is. Sorry, I had to think of the name. I've only been there a few times. I found it last time when I was here and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to find this experience in Australia, and I'm yet to find a facial like it. But anywho, so I was having a 90-minute treatment done and I was in like this really gorgeous state of gratitude and bliss and this elevated emotion. And I was like in that like in-between phase of like not awake, not asleep. It's like kind of like the door to your subconscious mind. And whenever I get into this state, this is when source channels through me every single time. I will get messages from spirit, or I will get these ideas like lightning comes through me. I download the most incredible ideas. I swear every decision I've made in my business or investment decisions have always come from when I'm in this state. So I went to go and get the facial to relax, actually. I didn't actually go to try and download anything, but it just happened. That's how it always happens for me. And I just had this incredible download of the direction of my business this year, which was really interesting because I kind of didn't plan to have a direction of business this year. I was kind of just like staying in my lane, going with the flow, doing what I love, doing what I'm obsessed with. And I got this idea and this download and I thought, oh my God, that is genius. I would have never been able to think of that by myself. Thank you, Source. Thank you, Spirit. Noted. I got in the car in my little Gojek and I just like quickly wrote it down in my notes section of my phone. And then like, you know, I'm a manifesting generator, so I action things very fast. Within 24 hours, I created a post to be like, hello, hello, hello. My name is Shani. I'm reintroducing myself because I am unniching myself this year. And as many of you know, I have spent the last few years solely dedicating the work that I do with business owners. So I've worked in close proximity and intimately with business owners. And I'm unniching myself. That's still a very big part of the work that I'll be doing this year. I am planning on launching TCC at least once this year, maybe twice. We'll see what happens this year. And I have no plans. I'm just going with the flow, but definitely once. So working with business owners is definitely something that I enjoy and love doing so much. But I'm opening up the floodgates a little bit more. I'm having this very deep desire to work with all women, not just business owners. And obviously my mission has always been the same. I'm here to help you create that. I'm here to help you create a life that you are actually obsessed with. Sometimes my brain thinks faster than the words can come out. But I decided, and what I channeled was, business is just one piece of that puzzle. It's also about other life areas like love, like fun, like friendship, like finances, communication, visibility, pleasure, health, like all the things, right? So that's kind of been how this full moon is kind of landing for me, with it being in my ninth house, obviously. Like what is being illuminated for me? I'm kind of redirecting what I'm teaching, what I'm guiding others with, my own spiritual pursuits. If you didn't know, I went to a Dr. Joe Dispenza retreat at the end of last year and it just opened my mind so much. Like I've been doing his work for over 8 years and it just opened my mind up so much. And I kind of came home like, I can't unsee and unhear what I just took away from this retreat, and I really want to bring aspects of it into my body of work. So that is how this full moon is kind of landing for me. But how is it landing for you? What's coming up for you? That's what I want to know. So what I want to say to you next is, the full moons and the new moons are all interlinked to one another. So we are in a Leo full moon right now. Let's time travel back in time to the last Leo new moon. Now, I had this date written down. I think it was the 24th of July. I really should have written that down. Yes, it was the 24th of July. I'm just having a flashback to looking at it in my phone yesterday. So 6 months ago, on the 24th of July, or just over 6 months ago, we had a Leo new moon, right, in August. July. And what I want you to do is, if you didn't set a new moon intention back then, that's okay. I actually can't remember what my Leo new moon intention is from last year because I'm in Bali right now and I didn't bring my moon journal with me, and I love to write all my intentions out and all my reflections from each full moon. So it's all in my book at home. So I had to go through my calendar. I went through my text messages. I went through my phone and looked at photos of like the 24th, 25th of July last year. So I want you to do the same. If you don't have a moon journal like me and you hadn't set an intention, go through your phone and have a look at photos, what's coming up for you, because what is happening with this Leo full moon is things are closing, loops are closing, things are coming to completion from whatever was happening in your life in July last year, end of July. So have a little think, like what was happening July, end of July last year? What were you building towards? What were you creating? What were you cultivating? What dreams and aspirations were you putting into motion? What intentions did you set? Because that loop is now closing and it's coming to completion. So get this is craziness. I was going through my phone. I'm actually going to do it while I'm talking to you guys, even though I did it the other day. I'm going to do it again because I do just actually want to confirm it's July, end of July. I'm like 99.9% sure it was July 24th. But anywho, I went to July 25th. Here we go. And yes, okay, I've got a few screenshots here. So I've got a few screenshots of some of my favorite podcasters who have like really beautiful podcast studios because I want to turn one of my rooms in my house into a podcast studio. I currently film in my girlfriend's podcast studio, but I also just really want to have one at my house so I can just like turn the lights on, turn the camera on, press record when I want to, because like I said, I've got really big goals for Worthy this year and I want to be able to bring content much more regularly than I have. So there's some screenshots I have in my phone. But what's also really fascinating is there's a video here of myself in the car. I wonder if there's noise on it. Let's see. I'm just going to play the video. I'm in the car. Is there noise? No, there's no noise. It's silent. It's me in the car and I just decided to record myself driving and it's me driving home from my first session with Shari, who I had on the podcast a few podcasts ago. I'll find out what episode that was, where I began an 8-week journey of healing birth trauma with her. And so that was happening end of July. And by the way, I was right. It was the 25th of July. I knew I was right. I just, why do I doubt myself? So dumb. Anyway, so yeah, I had begun my birth trauma work with Shari. So yeah, I actually had her on the podcast recently. And we spoke about the work that she does with women and how she helps them overcome fear, how she does like really amazing work for expecting mothers with hypnobirthing. But yeah, I did some timeline therapy with her, episode 24. I'm just looking now which one it was. And yeah, I feel like that loop has absolutely closed. I met up with a girlfriend yesterday, Kat. Her and her family are here in Bali and we met up with them yesterday and just had the kids play together and we spent the day with them at the beach. And one of the questions she asked me was, She said, so what's your plan with birth? Like, yeah, what's the deal for you? And I remember, and I just said to her, you know what? There's no plan. I am just open to expanding our family and I will cross that bridge when I get there because the baby's going to have to come out one way or another and I'll just cross that bridge when I get there. But there's absolutely not an ounce of fear, no like there's no trauma left there, there's no wound, there's nothing, none of that. So if you've listened to episode 24, you'll hear about the 8 weeks and how we kind of like unpacked it all and what came up for me and what I was able to heal with her. It was really beautiful. But I feel like this full moon, I'm like, yeah, that is done and dusted, baby. Like I did the work. And so the ninth house, coming back to what the ninth house is all about, it's about expanding your mind. It's about your spiritual mission and your spiritual pursuits and higher learning and being a student of life and all of those things. And I feel like the work that I did with Shari really like is all of that what I just explained. So I'm like, wow, I just love astrology so much. Like, can you see that connection right there? So bringing it back to you, my love, what was going on for you at the end of July last year? Have a look through your phone, have a look through your texts, emails, your calendar, and have a little look-see. What loop is being closed or what are you at? What is the energy of the universe right now asking you to complete? So juicy. Write it down, release it, and celebrate it. Okay. So, before I leave you, I do want to share a little bit with you about my moon magic philosophy and what I do with my moon magic members in a full moon. So, like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, the full moon is at its peak energy, right? It is yang energy. It is the most yang of all the yang phases of the lunar cycle, which means it's a perfect time for action. So I want you to check in with, if you did set an intention 2 weeks ago, how does it feel for you? What does it look like? What are you experiencing in this lunar phase? And do you have to make any adjustments to that intention? Do you need to course correct? What's the next step for you with this full moon? I want you to write that out. That's what you're going to journal about. And I also love to do a little bit of like a releasing ceremony every now and then. If there's something that I'm like, oof, I've got to close the loop on that, or I really have to release this thing, I like to write a letter and just write about all the things that I want to or need to release at this time. And I just burn it away, let it go, let it fly up into the air. And just that, I guess the analogy of burning something away and physically ending it is so powerful. So I don't know if that feels like something that's exciting for you, but you can do that as well. So that's part of the moon magic methodology. And those of you who are lifetime members, you can log into the portal and have a little look at how you can hold a full moon ceremony for yourself and some friends. I've got all the steps there, step by step, with what you can do. Maybe you want to have a little bit of cacao, have some candles. This is the perfect time to get your crystals out and charge them. I always do this every full moon. I have a big bowl of crystals and I must look like the most absolute weirdo. And I know that my neighbors are so used to me now. Sometimes Matt will walk out into the backyard and he'll be like, ha, all the crystals are out. I'm like, babe, I'm charging them. Don't touch them. So this is the perfect time for you to do that as well. But I wanted to wish you many blessings and abundance with this beautiful Leo full moon. I hope that it is gorgeous for you. I hope that things land for you in a way that really help you evolve and grow and feel abundant and like the universe has your back. I'd love to hear how it's happening for you. So feel free to come on over to Instagram. You can send me a message and let me know. If you're not part of my broadcast channel, it is free. You'll see it in the link in my bio. It's called The Stars Within You. Come along, because I always open up discussion inside my broadcast channel with all things astrology. So I'll leave the opportunity for you to ask questions. If you're kind of confused about where Leo is in your chart, you can ask me there. If you don't have my Astro Quick Guide, I'll put the link in the show notes below. It's a really beautiful guide. It's very extensive. It's like 24 pages. It's a digital guide of how to read your astrology and personalize it for yourself. So any of my posts or podcast episodes, you know, I do not like putting generic information out there. I really like everybody to personalize their astrology experience. So the guide has this really beautiful video on the third page with how to use the guide. And then I've got some instructions there on how to download your natal chart and how to read it and what all the little things mean and what are the numbers and what are the symbols and what are this and what is that. So you can download the Astro Quick Guide, link in bio, if you would love to grab that and personalize this experience for yourself. And last but not least, I am bringing Moon Magic back this year, which I'm very excited about. It's been years since I launched it. Pre-Rui, and Rui's about to turn 4. So it's been a very long time and I'm so excited. I've been working on it behind the scenes because I am upgrading it. I am simplifying it. I'm adding some really gorgeous AI features to it to make the whole process so much more simple for you. So if you are a Moon Magic babe and you have lifetime access, you will be seeing those beautiful updates happening soon and you will be told when that is there available for you to dive into. But all of the information is in the show notes if you would love to join the wait list and be the first to know when it is live and all the bonuses that I will be adding to it. And last but not least, if you are really wanting to understand your astrology just a little bit more, you can book a reading with me. I'll leave the link in the show notes, I should say. I really love doing these. I dedicate 60 minutes for a one-on-one reading, but I prepare for about an hour or two beforehand and dissect your chart, look at some upcoming transits and really help you unpack what's happening there for you. If you have a specific question or life area you want to focus on, we can do that as well. If you want to learn a little bit more about how these big transits that have happened recently or are about to happen are going to play their part in your life, we can talk about that. We can dedicate the hour to whatever it is that you wish. So you can book a reading with me. You know where to go, link in bio. But my loves, that is a wrap on the Leo full moon energy forecast. It was an absolute pleasure to join you today from the land of the gods, Bali. Oh my gosh, we've had such a beautiful time here at Nissi Villas, where we have enjoyed our villa that we have stayed in for the first time, Villa 13. It's been gorgeous. If you've been following along online, it's just been absolutely breathtaking and so, so fun. So to be able to record an episode here is just a gift. It is an absolute gift. And this was definitely an intention that I set many, many moons ago, pun intended. That's coming to fruition and has come to fruition. So I will leave you there. I love you lots. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Wait, wait, wait. Before you go, can I share something crazy with you? So our statistics tell us that 83% of you listening right now don't actually follow the show. And so I wanted to extend the invite. If you loved this episode and took some value away, please do go ahead and hit subscribe or follow to the show on whichever platform you're listening on. It really does make such a huge difference and really helps to support the show. You have no idea how much that little number helps support a self-funded podcast like this. It really helps us to keep bringing more episodes with incredible guests, and the larger the number, the bigger our guests get to be. Plus, it means you'll always be notified when an episode drops without you having to go and look for it. And if you're on Spotify, I wanted to extend the invite to head on over to the Q&A section below. Let's continue the conversation. I would love to hear and read what you have to say, and I always reply. Speaking of connection, I'd also love for you to come and say hello over on Instagram. My handle is @ShaniPeach, and it's where I show up the most. I share raw behind the scenes, and it's really where our community comes alive. So I'd love to invite you along. I read every single message that pops into my inbox and I reply to all of them. So tell me what resonated from today's episode, because I would genuinely love to hear from you. And if you're new here and wanting to dive deeper into some work, our most listened to and shared episodes are episode 2 on nurturing your relationship with money, episode 3 on unlocking the power of your vision, and episode 4, it's all about surrendering to the how and trusting that things will unfold perfectly in divine timing for you. These episodes have transformed so many lives, so if you haven't listened yet, go back and start there, episode 2, 3, and 4. I've also created a whole library of free resources for you over at ShaniThompson.com. I'll pop the link in the show notes below. I've got free workshops, guided meditations, and tools to support you on your growth journey. Everything is there waiting for you. And last but not least, we are running a competition right now. Once we hit 100 reviews, I am gifting a limited edition Beats by Dre by Kimmy K earbuds to one lucky listener. To be in the running, simply leave a review on either Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Okay, that's it. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this with anyone who you feel would really resonate with the message. And just thank you for being part of this journey with me. I genuinely love being in your ears. I'll see you on the next episode.